Hi, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. It's Monday, the 2nd of December 2013, and I'm finally beginning to assemble my thoughts together after a very interesting day spent on Saturday, the 30th of November, in Cong in County Mayo in the west of Ireland at Congregation. You can find more information on congregation.ie. I think for myself, it was an interesting, in fact, a very interesting day. For me, where do I fit in on the social media spectrum? Obviously, I use it as a food blogger, as a writer. I use it to share information, to receive information. But I think the main reason why I went to Cong is because the community of social media and where community is going with social media is something that really, really interests me. The standout talks or huddles or speakers, things that really impacted on me on the day included MKC Communications talking about who do we trust, and then it kind of spun off from there into a conversation about protecting our children with the use of social media. And then when I was back again in the same location for another later huddle, when Evelyn O'Connor then spoke about how she used social media with her secondary school students, again, that became very, very interesting. As a parent, as a parenting blogger, as somebody who writes on parenting topics, the use of social media amongst children and how it is changing us as a society and how society is changing is something that really, really interests me, and the impact of social media on society and how society is adapting to the use of social media. Some comments that were made, for example, Brian Green made an excellent point about how when we were younger, we didn't have the same selection or choice of channels. We didn't have always on broadcasting. We didn't have these devices. So there was only a certain amount of children-centered broadcasting, and then there was adult-centered documentaries. So if there was something on the television, you either had to sit down and watch something a little bit more cerebral with your parents, or you had to read a book, which was part of the culture of education as you were growing up. Whereas now we have hundreds of channels, we have handheld devices, we have always on media. So you can pick and choose. It's like going into a sweet shop and you can pick and choose what you want, and you never have to eat the thing that you don't like. And as such, then, it means that your children don't understand the benefit and they don't receive the benefit of the more serious programming, the more serious books, and of quite simply switching off. So there was an awful lot of very, very interesting conversations about how social media can be used for the good and how social media is used to the detriment of society, of community. I know that other people took away other things from Congregation, and I think that was one of the best parts of all of the huddles, of the fact that we had this unconference in Cong on Saturday, because there were so many people from so many viewpoints, from so many levels of expertise, coming from so many different backgrounds and experience, that we went to Congregation without any preconceived intentions. We didn't know, well, I know for myself anyway, I didn't go with any intentions. I went with an open mind. I went with the intention of listening. That was my primary goal. And I really enjoyed it. But you were able to take away what was relevant to you. So there was some conversations about the legalities around the use of social media. There was conversations about how charities can use social media. Again, something that I found very, very interesting, and how charities can be enabled to use social media in a very safe way. Yeah, I mean, it was extremely interesting. I guess because my bag, I don't know, do you call it my business? I don't know. Like, I'm not a social media person by default. I come from an education background and obviously from a blogging community background as well. I took what was relevant to me away from it. So I've an awful lot to think about now over the next couple of weeks. It's good to feel the cogs turning. And as a full-time, all-time parent, it was brilliant to get away from my office, which is in the house with the kids. It was great to get away and to tune out everything bar the social media aspect of the unconference. And with that, you may or may not be able to hear the two-year-old calling me, so I'm going to have to wind up. You'll find me on all social networks as Wholesome Ireland, apart from Twitter, where you'll find me as @wholesomeie, and the website, of course, is wholesomeireland.com.